It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
Monica Bothan's in the studio with us once again, and she does have the look, as always. Good morning, Monica.
Hi!
Well, it's a fun day, man. You're all peppy and ready to roll today.
I have to be on this cooler day.
Yeah, cooler day's right. Yeah. It's going to be like that for a while, I understand.
I think so. So we have to stay inside, be cozy, make soup, clean out our wardrobes. Think spring,
and that's what we're going to do today. But you know what? As always, we want a fashion question from our listeners, and Maynard will be answering the phone, I think. He just walked in the door.
Yep,
and,
he's back.
And Maynard will pick up the phone and answer some questions here. So we need some fashion questions, a lot of spring fashion questions, I'm sure we'll have. And give us a call at 320-598-7301. And that first caller gets a...
$25 gift certificate.
Woohoo! $25.
Go big or stay home.
That's
what my hubby says. Go big or stay home.
So give us a call with any fashion question at 320-598-7301. Monica loves to answer fashion questions. So
Absolutely love it.
Pick up that phone now. Yeah. Monica, you brought a lot of color in the studio today with you.
Yes, I did. And before I even start about it, when you just gave that wonderful introduction, I just thought of something that I was going to say last week. But it was wrestling tournament, so we pushed Monica's back. So no, everyone, I didn't sleep in. I had a couple people call me, think I slept in. That's scary. I always think, oh, my gosh. No, Paul Ramo called me. It's all good. So here's the scoop. If you fashionistas go through your wardrobe on this cold weekend and find something with tags on it that you never have worn, but it fits, bring it in and we'll match up something. You know, people are so worried to bring in something from somewhere else, and I love a challenge.
Yep.
So let's get that piece in your wardrobe working.
Okay.
If anybody has something like that. Yep. And I guarantee out of 100%, probably 99.9 has some woman has something in her wardrobe that she's never worn.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Well,
okay, on with the show.
Still looking for a question here.
Yes.
Who wants to get a $25 gift certificate from Monica's? Call us with a fashion question right now, 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 with a fashion question.
Okay.
Monica, what do we got here around the table?
Well,
always bring in such nice stuff in the studio.
Oh, my gosh, you make me feel so good. Now, that brings up another thing. I get so sidetracked. A Saturday ago, a couple ladies were shopping, road tripping from Wilmer. And they gave me such compliments. I mean, my head was just swarming. Oh. She's like, Monica, we've seen so many stores, and so many stores, they don't have what fits. Okay, well, I'm not a tiny gal, but I'm an average, probably. Mm-hmm. I'm probably fairly average. And so, you know, maybe I have more sizes that fit women. Okay. I don't know.
Yep.
Probably.
I hear that about your store, too.
All sizes.
Yep.
So anyway, it just made my day because she's like, we've driven an hour, and we could not find nothing. And we come into your store, and we find a purse, and we find a top, and we find a vest. And you know why? Because that's how I fashion it.
Yep.
You've got to have the total look together for a woman to envision what she likes. So off the subject again, denim, huge. Pop of color, the corals, the tans. Isn't that a cute plaid shirt with a cute little vest? And talk to me about the little, it's like a Jean Caprice style, kind of an ankle pant, and it's called an exposed hem.
It's kind of looks like outside, inside, or...
Yes, so basically what an exposed hem is the hem has been let down.
Oh, okay, I see.
Okay?
Yep.
And that is huge right now. And then it has a cute little vest to match. and a plaid shirt, and then pop it up with a coral scarf and a blue purse. And I did put this on Facebook.
Okay.
So people can see this. Yep. But that is a cute outfit.
What I like is, you know, jean jackets, denim.
Yeah. Oh, they're huge.
And you got the handbag with it is blue, also mm-hmm. with some bling on it. I like
cobalt.
That. What's that?
Cobalt, a pop of color. You know how I like the certain names,
yep,
right, Paul?
All right.
Yeah.
I learn a lot from you with that.
So. And I learn a lot from you, too.
Yep.
So it's a win.
I learn a lot from both of you.
And it's a win-win. Yes, Maynard.
I learned from both of you.
Thank you. It's just a win-win. Coming in here is so fun. So we've got our pop of color. We've got our fun denim. Because in this area, denim is just huge.
Yep.
You know, you can do so much with it. And then next door to it is a, talking about denim, is my dream jean jacket. And it has a pair of capris to match.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just threw this little coral t-shirty long tunic that people could wear this on a vacation. Because right now, it's either a stay vacation at home,
mm-hmm.
like Monica, or you're going somewhere. So either way, it's got to be fun. Make it fun at your own home mm-hmm. or make it fun wherever you go. And this little ensemble, you could go to the airport with because I Monicanized it
right.
with an infinity scarf, a statement necklace, and look at that little fringe purse.
Ooh, that looks like a hippie, like the 60s kind of thing.
70s?
70s, okay.
You know, our 70s that we love so much. So then you've got your crossover bag. And then we've got that wonderful jean that you can roll up, and it could be an ankle jean or a long jean, and you're comfortable, and you're ready to travel or ready to do pretty much whatever you want.
Yep. Let's talk about jean jackets for a little bit, Monica.
Yes, okay.
You know, that's hot. I mean,
hotter than a pistol.
Yep. I see them. I love jean jackets, of course. Now, was that the 70s era where the jean jackets really exploded, you think?
You know, I think so. So for me, I always tell my fashionistas, whatever jean jacket you have, if you love it and it fits, keep it. Mm-hmm. Don't let...
I'm getting bored out here. I need a question.
Uh-oh. Maynard wants a question. Come on, callers. 320-598-7301. I have it memorized.
There you go, Monica. Good. Yeah, somebody wants to pick up some easy money, $25 at Monica's. Maynard's bored out there in the office there, you know.
Yes.
He wants to talk to somebody, so.
Definitely.
Just pick up. See if you can stump Maynard with a fashion question.
Oh,
that'd be good.
There you go. Well, it is Friday, you know,
yep.
so, and you know. Sometimes it's hard to function on Fridays.
Yep. 320-598-7301 with a fashion question. We'd love to stump Maynard and Monica. See if we can stump Maynard with a fashion question.
Definitely. Oh, our wish came true. So when you're talking about denim jackets like that, my denim jackets come in and out so fast because not only are they cute, but they're comfy. And if they have the two C's, cute and comfy, that's what I have to have.
Right.
And they fit.
And what I like about the jean jackets, you don't see a lot of bling with them. You can get with bling.
I have them too.
Yep, but I just like them plain.
But see, you can blinginize them by putting brooches on there.
Oh, yeah.
I had a jean jacket on one day with all my stuff on it, and the lady wanted that jacket so mm-hmm. bad because she can never fit, you know. And sometimes, you know, I let things go mm-hmm. because, you know, I always feel like I can find something.
Right.
Again,
right.
never quite found that same one, but right. you can take a brooch and throw it on a jean jacket and spiff it up.
Yep.
So
I wish I had my jean jacket that I had. I had a number of jean jackets in the 70s, and I wish I had them.
Well, do you have one now?
No, I don't.
Are you kidding me? Well, then Monica has to, because I personally privately shop for people, too.
Oh, you
too.
Do? Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
We got two questions from a guy here.
From a guy?
Yeah,
I don't think that's ever happened before.
One's from him, and the other one was for his wife. The one from him, when is the right time to wear your black knee-high socks with your sandals?
Never. Absolutely never.
I'm going to have to try that, though.
There's one. You see a lot of guys doing that. You can tell the Minnesota guys on the beach, you know. And the other one is, are leggings really pants? Some people seem to think so.
Oh, that is so cute. That is such a good one.
Well,
I love the sock one, though, too. Because
really?
You see that a lot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I would never do that.
No, but then you do. And so, no, that's not okay.
I like that question about, is leggings considered pants? That's a good question.
Well, here's the scoop. That jean right there is a skinny ankle, Remember our skinny?
Oh, yeah. Skinny, okay. Yep.
So, and I love the question, by the way, out there. Thank you. So the skinny jean can be worn with a shorter top or a longer top because it's got back pockets and it is considered a pant.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yep.
But if you have a legging, it does not have no, usually it doesn't have no back pockets,
mm-hmm.
and it's super, super tight.
Right.
So then you know you wear a long tunic over it. But I've seen some wonderful pictures on Facebook of people wearing opaque-like leggings
okay.
with a short shirt.
Okay. So what's the answer to that? Are leggings considered pants?
No.
Okay. Well, that was direct.
Well, there's no gray areas with me. Remember cream and white? Cream and white are two different colors.
Right.
Is it okay to wear your pajama pants out in the public? In public?
No.
I didn't think so either, but some people seem to think it's okay.
You know, it's just, that's why whenever I went to market, it's just wonderful for me because there is no gray areas for me.
Yep.
Check out my store, how much, if I love something, I buy it. You know, I gotta watch it sometimes, but it's hard.
All right, we got some shoes in front of us here for summer.
Yes, so.
Or spring, summer?
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Wouldn't want to wear them today, I don't think.
No, probably okay. not. Okay. If you get a pedicure, probably, but then you got to quick put your boots on.
Okay.
So right now, I'm showing these blingy flip-flops and then this cork wedge sandal because it's huge again this year. It comes in like 7 colors. And it's comfortable. You know, it may look like, oh my God, that's height. But what you want to look at in a shoe is how your foot is in the shoe. See how it's not steep.
Mm-hmm.
It's more going straight across. Yep. Oh, so you got more support.
Support.
So if you have it really steep, that's why your blood all goes to your toes and your feet hurt.
Right.
So many women want a cute shoe. They don't care if it's comfortable until they wear it an hour and then they get blisters.
Right.
I could hang out at wedding receptions with these shoes and sell them like hotcakes.
Okay.
Because people do not want to wear uncomfortable shoes.
Okay.
So what I wanted to tell you is, if you got a special event and want a cool pair of sandals, and I have a catalog full of styles, plus I have some in my store. So if you don't find what you're looking for, I'd love to order.
Okay.
Because I order too.
Well, I got a minute left, Monica, and go ahead.
I'm open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and I'm open by appointment. Like me on Facebook. Oh, it's Saturday. I'm open 10 to 5. And I do appointments, and I do people's wardrobes, and I help people pack for their trips. And right now, the vacation room is full of vacation things.
All right, and a lot of people are heading on vacation.
Oh, my gosh. And there's a lot of people looking for dresses for weddings. You name it, I've got it. And if I don't got it, I'll get it.
All right. Thanks for the phone calls, too. And
thanks for making this a complete Fashionista Friday show.
That's right. Our first man caller.
I love it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Monica, for coming in. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
All right. That's Monica Bothan with our Fashionista Friday show.